Hechevra, the 5-minute vart for Parshas Re'eh is going to be said over from my old makom 18 years ago in Yeshivas Mir Yishalayim Baruch Hashem. What a tzchus. We should be zoiched to all be here together, Bekar of Mamish. The opening pasuk in this week's parasha, Re'eh Anoichi Noisein Lefneichem Hayoim Brachu Klala. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you should see that I am giving before you today the brachos and klalos. The psukim go on to explain how to earn the brachos and klalos through listening to Hashem, Torah, Mitzvos. The opening pasuk is full of questions that we have to ask on this pasuk. First of all, why a lashem re'eh? What does it mean Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, you should see that I'm placing before you brachos and klalos? What is it? What is that something that you could tangibly see? We're listening to what the brachos are, listening to what the klalos are, listening to how you earn the brachos and lo aleinu get punished with klalos. What does it mean to see, re'eh? You should see them, see the brachos and klalos. Secondly, why does Moshe Rabbeinu say, re'eh anoichi noisein lefneichem brachos klalos? Look, I'm placing before you, I'm giving for you brachos and klalos. Moshe Rabbeinu obviously is only a shliach of Hashem, and he doesn't talk like this throughout the entire Torah, that I'm the one putting it before you. The Eibishter, the Rabbeinu Shalom, is the one that's putting it before us, that there are going to be brachos when we listen to Hashem, and lo aleinu klalos when we don't listen to Hashem. The opening Orach Chaim HaKadosh in this parasha of Mamish explains so beautifully. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh says that in order really to earn true bracha or chas v'sholom klala, so we have to be at a very special place of bechira chafshis. You have to be at a place where you're the one choosing brachos or choosing klalos, and you have to earn that reward of chas v'sholom punishment. And therefore, a person can only be balanced at that state of bechira if they understand two yesodos, two foundations. First of all, every person understands, and this is very simple, and we all understand, the amazing gashmias of this world, the amazing materialism and physicality of this world, the temptations of this world, the taivas that are so very strong, taiva for money and for food and for arayos, that we all know very, very well, and it's very real and very, very strong in our lives. And that then has to be properly balanced with an understanding of the Olam Elyon, an understanding of the upper realm of all the Kedusha in this world, and all the Ruchnias, and all the Kirvas and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what each individual has to understand both of those simultaneously, and then you're at a state where the playing fields are even, and you could then choose whether you can be a person full of bracha or chas v'sholom full of klala. Then you could have the proper bechira. Moshe Rabbeinu was somebody who epitomized an understanding of the gashmias of this world, the great gashmias of this world, and of course the ruchnias of this world, the olam elyon. The Orach Chaim brings down for many makoros and chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu, first of all, was of gibor, was very strong, was a great man, as Kolas Rabbah says. He was a melech, he was a king, as the Medrash Tanchuma explains. He was considered a king. The Gemara Nedarim says he was an usher gadol, he was very, very, very wealthy. He was in touch with all the gashmis of this world. But he was able to balance that because he was in the Olam Elyon, he was bas baklaria meiri, clear vision of the Ribbono Shalom. He was full of ruchnias, and he was the one who brought us to Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was balanced from each side and made all the proper choices to have a life of bracha. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to each and every one of us, as we all know, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says, every person, Yachol Adam Lasas Atzmo K'Moshe Rabbeinu, every person could be like Moshe Rabbeinu, and we all have to believe that. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Re'ei Anoichi. He's saying, look at me. Look at me, and I'm someone who's balanced from both sides. I see the greatness of the gashmias, I'm in touch with that, but I'm also so in touch with the ruchnias. I'm balanced, and then only when you're like me, and you see someone like me, and you could epitomize that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's noisein lefneichem hayom bracha kola. Then you have the choice in front of you, whether you're going to live a life of bracha, or live a life of klala. And then the choice is ours. Every single one of us, to be in touch with the gashmias of the world, the taivas of the world, the temptations of this world, that's very clear to all of us. None of us need chizik, none of us need inspiration when it comes to the gashmias of this world. We should understand that's something very real, and we shouldn't feel bad that we see it, and we feel it, and we desire it. That's the Yetzer Hara, and that's the Gashmis and Taiva of this world, and that's something that the Rebbeinu Shem put in this world and put us in this world. And Lamai said that's real, and we shouldn't feel bad about that it's there, and that we desire it, and we want it. But our job is to make sure that we're evening the playing field. Our job is to make sure that we also are steeped in Ruchnius, that we're steeped in Kedusha, that we make sure that we even those playing fields, and then we could choose properly and have proper Bechira and choose Bracha, not Chas V'Shalom Chala. When we're in, I have the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael right now, and when all of us are in Eretz Yisrael, so then it's very easy to even those playing fields. The Kedusha, the Sviva, the environment is so strong. If we're not Zoicha to be in Eretz Yisrael, then each and every one of us needs to ensure that we're steeped in Ruchnius and Kedusha, the Kedusha of Torah, the Kedusha of Beis Medrash, the Kedusha of Beis Knesses. We have to make sure that we're evening the playing fields, that we choose the proper Bechira, Becharta Bechayim, and choose all the brachas of this world, full of Simcha and full of Bracha, a Heilige Shabbos Kodesh, full of Simcha and Bracha, a Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh.